Donna.
Hello, Judy. We're the
Oh,
only ones
well,
on, I think.
we're the only ones.
Martha
Hasn't come on yet.
Hello, Martha.
Hello.
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 How's everybody?
Doing great.
Yep, pretty good.
Good. A little chilly out there today.
Okay, I'm gonna mute.
Okay.
Okay, I'm too.
Please join me in saying the Anabekoah. Anabekoah.
No, before you. I was hoping I could have caught you before you started.
Well, you can.
Is it supposed to be Tetzaveh Day today?
Yes.
Okay, well, when I click on section 11, it shows section 1. I don't know. I don't think it's just my computer, but it might be.
Well, it's not a problem because we're not going to be doing section 11. We're going to be doing section 9 tonight.
Okay.
But I will.
Okay.
Do you hold a. Let me check out, see if I'd have the same problem.
Brandon.
Okay. Hi, Brandy. He's checking something.
Okay. All right. That's great. I'm going to mute.
Okay.
I have the same problem, Hannah, so I will fix that.
Okay. I thought that was what you were telling us to look up. I thought you said section 11.
That is
okay.
Correct. So
okay,
we're not going to be
okay.
Studying it tonight, and probably not on Thursday.
Right.
So.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go ahead and mute. Brandy just came on while you were off.
Understood. And I believe there's somebody else on as well.
Yeah, Judy and Malcolm.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to mute again.
So we will begin again. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chemincha, Tati, Serura, Alpekimo Yuta, Tati. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Tacharenu Nora Kufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamren Nun Gimel Dalad, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchen Tacharen, Rachamei Sikatcha, Tamid Gamlem. Bet Tet Resh, Tzaditav Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Biro Tucha, Nae. Adata, et kuf bet, tet nunayan. Yachid geye, lamcha penei, zokre kidushata, yud gimel lamed, pe zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel, ushma tziakatenu, yodea. Salubot, Shin Kufal, Sadiyutta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and we will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Blechanun, Erech Apayim, Beral Chesed Be'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Nosea Won Wafesha, Bechata'av V'nakev. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, Parsha Yitro, Pasuk 29, we'll start with L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidchilu, Erchimu Tchilu Tchilu Erchimu, L'yachta L'shem Yudhe Bavalte, B'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekha Matar Taneinan Bekutcha Berichu Kol Moya Maya Made aved leela, witata kola ihu kishot, yovada dikshot, ifelet lach mila bialma, ivae barnash ledach yaleya, mine yaulan haga, beya kalana. Tehakuhu ovada dikshot inun, wikola yitzterich bi'alma. The energy of our current year, 5779, is to become wiser. We will study five verses tonight that connect to this energy. The first verse we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Ve'imade le lo tishpeuli ve'asafti liasra etchem sheva al hatotechem. Next, we will study a verse from Isaiah, chapter 36, verse 6. What makes these verses connect to the energy of becoming wiser is that concealed within them, the name of the year, our current year, Tashin Ayin Tet, is concealed. The concealment is caused by the letters of the name of the year being separated by two letters each. We will now study Isaiah chapter 36, verse 6. Hine vatachta al mishenet hakane haratzutzaze al mitraim masher yisameh Ishalaluva bekapo unkava kein paro melech mitraim lekol habochin alav. And the third verse comes from the prophet Micha. It's chapter 6, verse 13. Vagam ani hecheleti hakotecha hashmeim al hatotecha. The fourth verse that we study comes from the prophet Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 6. This is, I believe, the sixth of the 13 verses that start with the letter He and end with the letter Tet, and thus connect to the energy of the year, which is to become wiser. Halo Eile Kulam Alav Mashal Yisav Umlitzachi Dot Lo Vayomar Ho Hamar Be Lo Lo Ad Batai Umach Bid Alav Avtit. And the fifth verse that connects to the energy of the year comes from the prophet Job, or the book of Job. It's chapter 41, verse 22. This verse starts with the letter Tav and ends with the letter Tet, again connecting to the energy of the current year. Tav Tav Hadudei Chares Yir Pas Harutz Aleitit. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that we study connecting to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael Untati v'shakan tachtav v'lo yirgaz Od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God by using the root vowel with each letter in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayo te alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta Zayo alada la awa hey hey ya. Yo zala me be hey hey reyo hey kome. La awa kala yo la wawa hey hey la. Nulaha yo 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 me la hey 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 wa. Nuta hey hey ya ah yo re ta shi a hey. Re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la a re yo la shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me. Nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re. Wa be be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim using the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me. Me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta. He he yo anu da la he wa he me a. Yo ta la me re he. Hey yo yo, hey me me, la wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, me nu hey 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 wa, nu yo hey hey shi a, yo re ta shi a hey, re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa hey re, yo yo wa la hey hey ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the fifth day of Adar, Aleph. Rabbi Shmuel ben Natronai. Rabbi Daniel Prostitz. Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam. Rabbi Yosef Baumgarten. Rabbi David Ovarsky. And Rabbi Hanoch Tzvi HaKohen Levin. That's a very interesting title. His family name is Levin, but he's a Kohen. Please join me in saying the Shema Yisrael, the first two lines. Closing your eyes, covering your eyes so that you do not see the revelation of the light. basically binding by striking put a limitation on your reactions. And leaning slightly to the left, which puts your right shoulder higher than your left, as is the appropriate way of sharing before you receive. I know that sounds counterintuitive. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. We will now connect to the Esser Dibrot by saying another Yish L'Shem Yichud, and then followed by the actual reading of the Esser Dibrot. L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Yishkim Tei Bitz Hilu Hilud Hilud Hilu Hilud Leata Lishem Yud He Bavav He Yehuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasuk Torah Mitzvah Lehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-devarim ha-eile le-mor Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiti icha Me'eretz Mitzrayim mi-beit avadim Lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim Al panai lo ta'aseh lecha pesel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim v'bal v'asher ba'aretz mitachat v'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachaveh lachem Willo ta'avdem, ki anochi Hashem, Elohecha Elkana poked awom, avot al banim, al shileshim, we al ribeim, v'shonai, v'osecheset la'alafim, Le'ohavai u'shomre mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Adonai Yohewahei Elohecha l'shav ki lo yinakel Hashem et asher yisa Et shemol hashav, zachor et yom ha-shabbat, lekadsho, sheshet yamin tavot, v'asita kol melachtecha, v'yom hashvi'i shabbat la-shem, Elohecha. Lo tase kol malacha ata uvimcha uvitecha avdecha yamatcha uchemtecha uegercha asher bisharecha ki sheshet yamim Asa Hashem et kashamayim, bet haaretz et hayam ve'et kol asher bam ve'yanach ba'yom hashvi'i al kein berach Hashem et yom ha'shabbat ba'ikad shehu kabed et avicha ve'et imecha l'man yarikum ye'amecha al ha'adama Asher Hashem Elohecha Notein Lach Lo Tirtach Lo Tinach Lo Tignov Lo Taneh Vereacha Et Sheker Lo Tachmot Beit Reecha Lo Tachmot Eshet Reecha Ve'avdo ve'amato, ve'shoro v'chamoro, ve'kol asher l're'echa. We will now connect to the Ani meditation. Starting on the bottom of page 1 with Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod. You ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. Od. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. Yi ahini wi yohi. Yi ahini wi yohi. Yi ahini wi yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni ishi wo yohu. Yo ahuni wo yohu. Yo ahuni wo yohu. Yevura, Yeach, Niwiyoch, Yeach, Niwiyoch, Yeach, Niwiyoch. Hesed, Yeah, Niwiyohe, Yeah, Niwiyohe, Yeah, Niwiyohe. Bina, Yeah, Niwiyohe. Yay, I hate way, yo, hey. Yay, I hate way, yo, hey. Hakma. Ya, honey, why, yo, ha. Ya, honey, why, yo, ha. Ya, honey, why, yo, ha. Keter. Ya, honey, why, yo, ha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. We'll now connect to the abridged Kaddish, which we use as an elevator to lift us up to our study tonight. Yitkadal da yitkadash shemei rabbah. And we all say amen. Be'alma divra kirute b'yam lich malchute b'chayechonu v'yomechonu v'chaye v'kol beit Yisrael. Ba'galal v'zban kariv. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yipar v'yipromam v'yitnaseh v'yitadar v'yitaleh v'yitalal shmei dekutsha le'elamin kol birkata v'shirata dush v'chata v'nechemata da'amiran bi'alma Yehei shlama rabba min shamaya v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Oseh shalom b'imromal hu yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Our class tonight is a Zohar class from the Parsha of Tetzaveh. We are studying section 9 tonight, which has a relationship from its title to the holiday of Shavuot. We are starting with Pasuk 72. Are there any questions before we begin? We've already said the L'shem Yichud. So we will start with Pasuk 72 in section 9. Terena hameach lu Yisrael Ad kadnachku mimitraim Achlu matzar lachem moni V'chad b'mad b'ra Lechem min ha-shamayim V'ktiv hineni mamtir Lachem lachem min ha-shamayim V'yal dachar b'na T'yom ha-da-nachama Ihu'i al-nechama ait-kerivu Kol she'ar karbanin D'nachama Ihu'i kardikti v'hikratem Al halechem Shivat kevasim Wigomer mimosh votechem Taviyu lachem netenufa Wigomer tedaihu Nechamati achkimu Beya Yisrael Achmeta ila'a ilraita We'alu bi'archama We'archaha. The translation. Two types of bread were eaten by Israel when they left Egypt. They ate matzah, the bread of affliction, which is the bread from Malchut. And in the wilderness, they ate bread from heaven, which is the bread of Zeranpin. That is called heaven. As it is written, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. Therefore, the offering of this day of the Feast of Weeks is bread. And all the other offerings were offered with the bread. The bread is the main part, as it is written. And you shall offer with the bread seven lambs. You shall bring out of your habitations two wave loaves. For this is the bread with which Israel became wise with the supernal wisdom of the Torah and entered its ways. My commentary. There is a very deep secret being revealed here. Every sacrifice of an animal has a bread part of the sacrifice. We are told that the important aspect of the sacrifice is the bread. The question that we need to ask relates to, does the importance of the bread apply to all sacrifices, or only the seven lamps? Pasuk 73. Hashtait lam listakla la pesach nafku Yisrael minahamadit kerecha metz ketiv vilayeraya lecha chametz uktiv ki kol okel machmetzet maitama begin yekara dehahu nachama leit kerem atza yashta dezaku Yisrael benachama ila yatir la yeot hava leit padla sametz vela itchaz ya kelal v'yamakar bana dacha metzava diktiv soletihiena sametz teafena v'tu dehashta v'yomada itpatal Yetzer hara v'yoraita t'itkerechi ru'ishtakachat. The translation, we should now observe that during Pesach, Israel came away from the bread that is called chametz, as it is written, and there shall be no leavened bread. Chametz, be seen. And for whoever eats that which is leavened, what is the reason that they abandoned chametz? It is because of the honor of the bread that is called matzah. He asks, now that Israel merited a higher bread, the bread of Zeranpin, would it not have been proper for the chametz to be abolished and not be seen at all? Why was the offering of the first fruits bread chametz, as it is written, they shall be of fine flour, they shall be baked with leaven. Also on this day, the evil inclination was negated, which is the secret of chametz, as the Torah that is called freedom was available. Why did they bring chametz? My commentary, this pasuk is clear as written due to Rabbi Ashlag's comments. This is my opinion. Still, it is a good question that needs an answer. Pasuk 74. Ela lemalka dahawale ya bar yechida. V'chalash yom achad chawa, ta'iv l'meko amru yeku, v'reya d'malka achbav ta'da, v'yad yeku, le'yala yishtekach, mechla umzona. Achara b'beita avdu haki kevandi akal ha'u asvavta amar mikan ulhalayeku koma deihuta ivelayaki lenaskaleya. The translation, he answers, this is similar to a king who had an only son, who became ill. One day he wished to eat. They said, let the king's son take this medicine, but before he eats it, no food whatsoever shall be in the house. They did so. After he had taken the medicine, they said, from now on, he may eat whatever he desires, and it will do him no harm. My commentary. The allegory in this pasuk, clean your house of chametz preparing for Pesach. Eat matzah for 1 week. Now eat anything healthy for you or not. As a student of Kabbalah, is this the truth? Pasuk 75. Kachad nafku Yisrael mimitzrayim. Lahaway ayade. Ikara veraza dim hem nuta martucha barihu. Itamun Israel asbavta viata yaeklun. Asbavta dalai chaze lechomekla. Achara, kewandi achlu matzadehi asvavta, lemeal uminda, perazadim hemnuta, amarku shabrichu, mikanu hala, itchaze, Chametz v'yechlun le'ya v'hala yakil le'naskika lom v'kashin v'kyoma v'shavuot az daman nachama ila v'yihu asvavta pekola. The translation. Similarly, when Israel left Egypt, they did not know the essence and secret of faith. The Holy One, blessed be He, let Israel taste medicine. But while they take this medicine, no other food should be visible to them, namely the chametz. As soon as they had eaten the matzah, which is a curative to aid in coming into and knowing the secret of faith, which is malchut, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, from now on, chametz is suitable for them, and they may eat it, because it can no longer harm them. And more so on the day of Shavuot, when the supernal bread of Zeranpin is present, which is a complete cure. My commentary. Understand this pasuk. Supernal bread is Torah, which is Zeranpin. Torah is a complete cure for all ailments and diseases, pains and sufferings. Remember, within the Torah is language that authorizes doctors to treat and cure people of all the diseases, pains, and ailments, and suffering. In my opinion, this means, contrary to modern medicine and alternative medicine practices, that the doctor may assist while the patient does teshuvah. Pasuk 76. V'yad mikarvin chametz leitok da'al miyad becha karvin tirein nachamin acharanim tachada v'chametz itok da'al miyad Lecha. Velaya kil shalta unaska lonely Israel ukinekach Israel kadishin itabaku beya ekuchabarichu beasbata deoraita. Beyoma Davil Bale Awonatre Israel Terrain Sidrin Dinahame Elaine La Awo Alin Bedin Ale Almin. The translation. Therefore we offer chametz, which is the evil inclination, to be burnt on the altar, meaning through the offerings that are offered on the altar. Two other loaves of bread are offered by waving them together. Others means in addition to the offerings. The chametz, which is the evil inclination, is burned in the fire on the altar through the offerings and cannot have power over, nor harm Israel. Therefore, Israel cleaves to the Holy One, blessed be, on this day through the remedy of Torah. If Israel observed these two types of bread, namely matzah and the holy sepulchral bread of Zeranpin, they would never be punished. My commentary. With my comments above, this verse, this pasuk is clear, along with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Without the understanding of my comments above, the statement appears false. Of course, the Zohar is always truth, so do not make that mistake. Pasuk 77. Dehu yoma de dina de la ihu elaleinun de la natlu mechla de asvavta pechavku le asvavta de oraita begin mechla achara de ihu. Chametz deha b'yoma da de rabbi hiya ha'hu chametz salka katraega I aleya tevarnash v'al shim yale v'chihu kayama b'yoma da me katraega Alma v'kucha b'richu yachiv b'dina al kol avadayotan v'dayin I alma. The translation. The day of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, which is the day of judgment, is only for those who did not take the medicine, which is matzot on Passover, and abandoned the remedy of the Torah. For through these two remedies, the other food is fixed, which is chametz. On this day of Rosh Hashanah, that chametz ascends and accuses the person and slanders him, and is on this day an accuser of the world. The Holy One, blessed be He, sits in judgment over everything and judges the world. My commentary. We learn in this pasuk that the essence of chametz is Satan. Pasuk 78. Yogine Kafkadyaha Kuchabaritu Oraitali Israel Atim Lehu Mehahu Nahama Ila Adehahu Ataru Mikoe Ahu Nahama Awo Yadim Umistatlin Birase Dioraita Lemehach Veorach Meshar Leha Ukbuha Mi Ainun Ufavra Raya Yo Birazin Ilain Kait Kam Run. The translation. Because of this, when the Holy One, blessed be He, gave the Torah to Israel, He had them taste that supernal bread from that place, Malchut. Through that bread, they knew and observed the secrets of the Torah, so as to walk the right way. And the friends have already explained these matters through these secrets, as we have said. My commentary. We all know the adage, you are what you eat. When we eat matzah, we eat bread that has a limited desire to receive for oneself alone. Since the yeast in the grain is not given time and energy to expand and grow. A 679. Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Elazar, the Rebbe, Ahawo, Azle, Biarcha, Wahawo, Azlin, Imchom. Ribi Abba, the Ribi Ose, Adha, Wo, Azle, Iara, Iara, Ubechad, Sava, Wahawa, Achid, Bideya, Had, Yanuka, Zaka, Vieno, Ribi, Shimon, Bechamaleya Amarleya Dirabi Abba Ladai Milin Hatinit Gavan Behai Sava. The translation. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar, his son, were traveling on the road, accompanied by Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yossi. When they were walking, they met an old man who was holding a young boy by the hand. Rabbi Shimon raised his eyes and saw him. He said to Rabbi Abba, "Assuredly, this old man has new ideas for us." My commentary. The verse is clear as written. It is a transition verse to a new subject. Pasuk 80. Kadma tu ligabeya amar Rabbi Shimon b'matu dekuftarach g'vegabach katit. Manant amarleya yoda anamar milin chatim badayom adale gabach amarleya le anhu arach amarleya beyuricha. Beinun perishe chayachm adbara dahawena maishtadal beoraita vehashta atena veyeshuva si la de tu cha ri su bi le yo me di or di ar ha shu bi a da. The translation. When they reached him, Rabbi Shimon said to him, "Why do you come with a load tied to your back?" Meaning, do you not have a donkey to carry your load? "Who are you?" He said to him, "I am a Jew." Rabbi Shimon said to him, You must definitely have certain new matters with you today." Rabbi Shimon said to him, "Where is your country?" He said to him, "I used to live among those who retired to the wilderness, for I was endeavoring there in the Torah. Now I have come to civilization to sit in the shadow of the Holy One, blessed be He, during the days of the seventh month." My commentary. The verse is clear as written, yet it requires one to know various aspects of history. The Essenes retired to the wilderness to study Torah, far from the influences of quote-unquote modern technology. Also, the man is coming to Jerusalem to appear to Hashem. Pasuk 81. Kade Rabbi Shimon Amar Nati Bevadai Kucha Berichu Shadrach Ligaban Amar Leia Chayecha Tanishma Mila Mipumach Meinun Milin Hatin Atikin Tin Tatun Kaman Bimatbara Mehayarha Shivia Weamait Parashtun Ashtami Batbara Lemeteli Shuva Amarleya Ahusava Bishelta Dayadana Tehakmita Gabach Umilachmatu Lirkiye Tehakmita. The translation. Rabbi Shimon rejoiced and said, "Let us sit, because certainly the Holy One, blessed be He, has sent you to us." He said to him, "Upon your life, we shall hear a word from your mouth of those new yet old matters that you planted there in the wilderness concerning the seventh month. Why did you leave the wilderness to come to civilization?" The old sage said to him, "From this question I know that you possess wisdom, and your words reach the firmaments of wisdom." My commentary. This is the essence of this section. We just read a transition verse in Pasuk 79. So what is being taught in this verse? When you have contemplated this question, let me know your answers. Here's an additional commentary from me. The balance of the Zohar sections 10 to 18 of Tetzaveh are all dealing with the holidays of the seventh month of Tishrei. That's the end of our section. Does anyone have any questions? tomorrow we will, in our 10:30 class, be studying the book of Daniel and the footsteps of, or the birth pangs of Mashiach. And at 3 o'clock, we'll continue our study of the advanced reincarnation. I wish you all a good week, Shavua Tov, and a month filled with joy and happiness. Shalom Gadol to all. Shalom.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom, Shavua Tov. Thank you.
Shalom, thank you.
Good night. Thank you all. Good night.